It's time to eat.
What are you hungry for?
Sit down and get ready to consume an abundance of fantasy football knowledge from Ross Tucker and Joe Dolan.
Feed me now! I'm starving!
On the Fantasy Feast Eatin' Podcast.
Yeah, let's eat, baby! It is the Fantasy Feast Eatin' Podcast presented by FantasyPoints.com. Just use the code FEAST and all of your wildest dreams will come true, or you'll at least get the greatest fantasy content available. And it's so much more than that. They've got betting stuff. They've got Greg Cosell. They've got insider stuff. They've got doctor stuff. I don't know if you heard yesterday's episode, part one of the Fantasy Feast podcast, but Joe had some nuggets from their doctor at Fantasy Points as it relates to Ronald Jones status. So very important that you go to fantasypoints.com and you use the code FEAST. Very, very important. He is at FG underscore Dolan on Twitter. I'm at Ross Tucker NFL on Twitter and Instagram and Facebook.com/Ross Tucker NFL. We are always available on YouTube, YouTube.com/Ross Tucker NFL to watch the entire episode. We also post the highlights of this show and the other Ross Tucker Podcast Network shows on that YouTube page, YouTube.com/Ross Tucker NFL, or you can just follow at Ross Tucker Pod on Twitter or Instagram to see those glorious highlight clips. Joe, let's get right into it. Jets and Rams. I mean, you tell me how many points the Rams are going to put up and any guys that shouldn't be in your lineup.
Well, the Jets scored 3 points against the Seahawks last week and gave up 40. I wouldn't be surprised if this game resembles that. The Jets are absolutely dead right now. This is a 17-point line. It's one of the two or three highest lines of the entire season. It's just a disaster right now. For the Rams, you're right. Cam Akers, in your lineup. Darrell Henderson, in your lineup. Brandon Cooks, in your lineup. Robert Woods, in your lineup. Well, Brandon Cooks, heck, I mean, he was on. Maybe they could trade for him this week and put him in your lineup.
Man, you had me rolling there. I was like, wait, what?
Maybe I should have played it off like it was an intentional joke as opposed to just a Freudian slip. But, I mean, hey, Flipper Anderson, put him in your lineup in this game. Isaac Bruce, start him. I mean – Ernie Cronwell, the stardom. Just everybody. Jared Goff. If you have Jared Goff on your roster, this is the week to use him. It is the Jets. We've had Jared Goff have frustratingly low-scoring games and amazing high-scoring games. This is one where I would be stunned if he wasn't a high-scoring option in this game. It is a pass-funnel defense. Cooper Kupp. Robert Woods. Heck, if you want to take a shot on Everett or Higbee at tight end, I mean, everybody is in play for the LA Rams in this game. And I mean, look, we talked on the last podcast, and we're going to talk on this podcast about some of the teams that are dead in the water for fantasy. Miami, New England, Cincinnati, the Jets. I mean, all these guys from the Rams, even the fringe guys, are startable over some of the options on like these teams. The Jets are dead. Greg Williams getting fired was just symbolic. This defense stinks. Jared Goff's going to go nuts this week.
What about the Jets? Is there anybody, Joe? Anybody at all?
Nope. Not against Aaron Donald in this defense, Jalen Ramsey in this defense. There wasn't a single New York Jet against the Seattle Seahawks who put up 10 or more fantasy points in a PPR. That is not a team to be meddling with when your fantasy championship is on the line. Forget about all of them. Oh, what about James Crowder? No, I don't care. Just forget about all of them. But I would rather lose playing somebody in a good matchup than play somebody from the New York Jets. It's a bad idea.
Okay, so here is a game with a lot of questions. It's 4:05 kick. It's the Eagles and the Cardinals, Joe. Your thoughts, yeah. Eagles, Cardinals.
This one is fascinating. Because Jalen Hurts ran, I think he ran more than we thought he would. And as a passer, I don't know if you watched the All-22 or what you saw from that game, Ross. I thought Jalen Hurts executed. And I don't think all of a sudden, I don't think Eagle fans should sit here and think the offensive woes are cured, because they're not. But Jalen Hurts, the one advantage that he has, A, his mobility, we know about that. B, he is not as shook as Carson Wentz right now. You know, Carson Wentz was seeing ghosts, and Jalen Hurts is not. And I think you look at the touchdown throw to Alshon Jeffrey on the back shoulder fade, and that's a throw that we saw Carson Wentz make for years, that kind of throw under pressure that he was simply not making this year. He would have reacted to that pressure and would have bailed out of the pocket, might have gotten sacked. Jalen Hurts did not. And that was not Jalen Hurts avoiding pressure with his mobility. That was him standing in the pocket and making a throw, which Carson Wentz, obviously we've seen him with the ability to do that to a supremely high level that he just wasn't doing this year. And that's why the Eagles offense was working better, but they still aren't getting separation from their receivers. So fortunately, Jalen Hurts is going up against a defense in Arizona that plays a lot of man coverage. And we're going to see exactly what Arizona is going to do out there, because I mean, in man coverage, these guys can go nuts running the football, quarterbacks like Jalen Hurts. I would expect Jalen Hurts, even if he throws for under 200 yards again, to produce enough as a runner to be a really good fantasy option for the Eagles this week. As for Philadelphia, the receivers is they're problematic. I mean, they're mixing the ball all around. They don't have anybody who can separate. The guy who you obviously feel great about is Miles Sanders, because on the our guy Fran Duffy broke down his touchdown run. It came on an RPO. So Jalen Hurts making a read, understanding that the box was light, so he decided to hand the ball off to Miles Sanders. Obviously, with zone reads and all that stuff, Jalen Hurts is going to affect the defense, which is going to open things up for Miles Sanders, who all of a sudden is back on the RB1 radar. At tight end, I still prefer Dallas Goedert to Zach Ertz, by the way, although both are viable this week.
What about Arizona? They stalled out in the red zone a couple times against the Giants, but I'm curious to get your thoughts.
One thing stands out to me for Arizona. Kyler Murray, 13 carries. He totaled 15 in his three previous games prior to week 14. That is a good sign for me, with the addition that he wasn't on their injury report, that his shoulder is feeling good. And, you know, the passing numbers weren't great against the Giants, but the Giants are a pretty good defense. The difference here for Philadelphia, can Philly pressure Kyler Murray? Absolutely. We saw that defensive line absolutely eat Taysom Hill alive last week against probably a better offensive line with the Saints. However, the secondary is a massive problem for the Philadelphia Eagles. Rodney McLeod, the safety, the star safety, he's out for the year with an ACL. Avante Maddox, the outside corner, who is getting victimized anyway. But now they have to go down the depth chart. He's going to be out with a knee injury. Darius Slay is in concussion protocol, so he might not play. But even if Slay does play, this is a secondary that is going to be down two starters. It is a great game for Kyler Murray to bounce back and throw the ball down the field. Christian Kirk, you would think would benefit, but he hasn't been doing enough for fantasy for me to trust him this week. But I anticipate it'll be a big game for DeAndre Hopkins. And if you are really dumpster diving, I mean really dumpster diving, and you need a tight end, maybe for DFS, Dan Arnold has gotten in the end zone a couple straight games. And with the Eagles' problems at safety with Rodney McLeod out, they gave up a touchdown to Jared Cook last week. I can see Dan Arnold scoring in this game.
Wow. All right. So one of the marquee games, really the marquee game of the weekend, Chiefs-Saints, 4:25 Eastern on Sunday. Chiefs, I feel like we know who they are. Any hesitation going against the Saints defense with any of the guys?
You know, the hesitation would be with Edwards-Helaire, who got all the work last week. I think he was up close to 80% of the snaps, ran way more routes than Le'Veon Bell, actually produced as a receiver, by the way. But he had just 32 yards on 16 carries. So they have not run the ball well at all this year. Then again, you look at the fact that the Saints, different circumstances, of course, with Jalen Hurts at quarterback, but they gave up two 100-yard rushers last week to Philadelphia with Miles Sanders and Jalen Hurts. Sanders getting a huge touchdown run obviously contributed to that, but they got crushed on the ground last week. And while Patrick Mahomes is not Jalen Hurts as a runner, he can certainly add a little bit of that element, and you wonder if they might try some of those concepts. But Edwards-Helaire did enough last week for me to think of him as a high-end flex option. Le'Veon Bell is not on the radar right now, and then otherwise, it's Mahomes, it's Travis Kelce, Tyreek Hill. Those guys are in your lineup. They're in your lineup each and every week.
So as we record this Tuesday afternoon, Joe, we don't know about Drew Brees. I tend to think he's going to try to play, but I guess who does it affect the most from a fantasy perspective, whether it's Brees or Hill?
Alvin Kamara. And now Alvin Kamara caught 7 passes against Philly last week, but his production as a receiver had been way down with Taysom Hill. Now, you say you think he's going to try to play. I would agree with that, but there were reports coming out this week. They are not going to push Drew Brees back into the starting lineup. And you wonder if losing to Philadelphia, does losing to Philadelphia make them more or less likely to try to push Brees back? I don't know the answer to that, because right now the Packers are in the driver's seat. They're in the driver's seat for that number one overall seed. They want to make sure Drew Brees doesn't get further hurt, because I don't think they're winning the Super Bowl with Taysom Hill at quarterback. So that's obviously something to monitor. I am curious, though, how much better Michael Thomas has been with Taysom Hill than he was with Drew Brees. We had a very small sample size with Drew Brees at quarterback this year. I understand that. Their history goes back way longer than just this year when he's been hurt for a couple of games. But I just think it's funny that Taysom Hill is kind of the guy who's kind of revitalized Michael Thomas this season. He's the guy he throws the football to. So I would look at those two guys. Kamara's ceiling goes up. I would have to think Michael Thomas' ceiling does go up, even though the numbers this year have been better with Taysom Hill. What does go down, though, is the value of the Saints quarterback for fantasy. Because you look at Taysom Hill, I mean, he was awful in that game against Philly for much of the game. And then you look up at the end of the game and he has like a 30-some yard run. He's thrown for 2 touchdowns. And all of a sudden, he's the top 10 fantasy quarterback yet again for the week. And he did that with only 33 yards rushing total. And I mean, the rushing has been where he's gotten it. So the value of the Saints quarterback goes down. Taysom Hill is a much better fantasy option than Drew Brees is right now, even though Drew Brees for sure is still the Saints' best option if they want to win the Super Bowl.
Very interesting. Before we get to the Browns and the Giants, that's the game I'll be calling, by the way, for Westwood One. Really looking forward to it. We've got professional basketball coming up. Giannis, by the way, staying with the Bucks. 5-year extension. That was a no-brainer for the Bucks. Speaking of no-brainers, how about this bet that they've got for you? A plus 75-point spread on the team of your choice on opening night. That's right. All you have to do is bet on any opening night game. Like me and Joe will probably bet on the Sixers. If your team doesn't lose by more than 75 points, you will double your money. The key for me is that DraftKings, U.S.-based, safe, reliable, and secure, making it easy for you to deposit and withdraw your money at your convenience. Download the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app now. Use promo code Ross when you sign up to get a plus 75-point spread on opening night for a shot to double your money. That's code Ross to get a shot at doubling your money on opening night. Limited time only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older, New Jersey or PA only. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Browns, Giants, Browns. How about them lighting up the Ravens? 2 games in a row where Baker has been on fire, the passing game, Peoples Jones, Landry. Talk to me, Joe.
Yeah, the problem is, which of these guys do you really trust for fantasy beyond Jarvis Landry right now? You know, Peoples Jones, I think, is more of a dynasty option at this stage. Rashard Higgins, I think, is probably the guy at wide receiver 3 you could consider. But as we just got done talking about with this Giants team when we were discussing Kyler Murray, it's a good defense. This team can play D, and you would still think, What you're getting at here is the Browns are going to run the football. You know, Nick Chubb, Kareem Hunt. Chubb's a top 5 running back. Kareem Hunt's more of an RB2, but he still showed you that he's dangerous. I think there are better quarterback options than Baker this week. However, I would advise people, if you are streaming your quarterbacks this week, maybe you picked up Jared Goff off the waiver wire like I did a couple of weeks ago. If you're streaming your quarterbacks this week, guess who Baker Mayfield has in week 16, Ross? The New York Jets.
Oh, my gosh.
So, I don't want to play Baker against the Giant defense. I think this is a tough defense, even though, with the exception of the bad interception, he had a really good game against the Ravens, who are a tougher defense than the Giants are. I don't want to play him this week. I think they're going to try to run the ball. I don't think they're going to have to score all that much, quite frankly. But he plays the Jets in week 16. So just keep that in mind if you are streaming your quarterbacks. And as it is every year, it is extremely viable to be streaming your quarterbacks and still win fantasy championships.
It's a great point. Giants offensively, that was disgusting, Joe. Yeah, that was gross.
And I didn't see much of that game, quite frankly, Ross. I only have I have a finite number of televisions in my office, and I have them like you can't see them all, but I have the big one, and then I got a couple of them stacked over here. And that game was not taking up a priority spot. Even if you had Red Zone on, they did not show much of that game. But what I did see was Giant beat writers consistently tweeting during that game, Daniel Jones can't move. And you wonder at this point, I know they're trying to win the division. I know they're trying to give Daniel Jones some playoff experience. But the fact that Daniel Jones did not attempt a run in that game tells you all you need to know. He's one of the better running quarterbacks in the entire NFL. His rushing is a big part of what their offense does, and he just can't move. And Colt McCoy is a competent backup quarterback, but the fantasy production with Colt McCoy at quarterback has been nil for this passing game. Absolutely nil. I mean, Evan Ingram is – he's probably my favorite guy in this passing game only because of the issues the Browns have at safety. They've had issues all year at safety. So he's probably my favorite guy. I'm leaving everybody else in the passing game on the bench, including Jones, even if he plays. I don't know if I can't imagine that he's going to look a whole lot better than he did last week if he does go. But the guy that you play for the New York Giants is Wayne Gallman. For me, if I had my druthers, it would be Wayne Gallman or bust for this team. But I could see definitely some people who have Evan Ingram saying, look, I understand what you just said about Dan Arnold, Dolan, but I'm not playing Dan Arnold over Evan Ingram, and I can understand that.
Last game to break down. It's the Steelers and the Bengals. I guess after early drops, Deontay Johnson and Ebron started to catch the ball. Sunday night against Buffalo, the Steelers' run game is still a mess, but they are playing the Bengals.
That's the thing, though. Like, you look at James Conner, who, by the way, now all of a sudden has a quad injury, and you're like, oh, God, he's playing the Bengals. He's got to get it done this week. The problem is, I mean, he gives you such bust potential, just massive bust potential. I mean, this is somebody who in four of his last five games has run for under 50 yards. This is somebody who in four of his last five games averaged 3.1 yards per carry or less. He's been under 3 yards per carry in three of his last four games. This is somebody who has been bad. So, I mean, if I'm playing James Conner this week, it's as a flex, and I'm praying that he gets in the end zone. Ultimately, I mean, I know they're 11-2, but I see a lot of problems with this team right now. And it's not going to matter this week because they're going to whoop Cincinnati. But I see a lot of problems. Deontay Johnson and Eric Ebron dropping the football. Ben Roethlisberger cannot push the ball down the field at all. Ross, I mean, you've seen Ben Roethlisberger's whole career. You're in Pennsylvania. Does his arm look as shot to you as it does to me?
Really bad. Well, I don't know how much his knee, how much his arm, how much his age, but it was very noticeable to me Sunday night. I called that game.
Yeah, and like you're seeing it live. And I mean, you know, the offensive line's been kind of a problem. They've had some injuries up there, no doubt about that, some COVID issues as well. Look, Deontay Johnson and Juju, Chase Claypool, I think all these guys are like wide receiver 2s and 3s this week against Cincinnati because I'm just not sure, you know, Cincinnati's going to offer much resistance. If I'm benching any of those, it's Claypool because he's still kind of a part-time player. He still isn't playing like 70% of the snaps. I think Ben is a low end quarterback one this week. You would think the matchup is good against Cincinnati, and they're probably still going to have to throw it because they can't run the football. I would prefer to bench James Conner if I could, frankly. But he's a flex if you want to use him for an 11-2 team. I mean, there's a lot of problems here, and this is a team that I think, you know, everybody's going to say, oh, the Steelers have stunk all year and they've been overrated. That's not the case. You know, there was a point, I think you were agreeing with me, Ross, that probably in like October when I thought this team was going to go to the Super Bowl. I no longer think that about the Pittsburgh Steelers.
Right. And what's funny is like the people are like, see, I told you the whole time, like you just said.
Yeah.
Speaking of that, by the way, Joe, I mean, the Bengals are really bad. Like, yeah. I wonder if they should take a long, hard look at Zach Taylor. And I guess I'm just curious to get your thought. Is there anybody worth even discussing from a fantasy perspective?
Well, here's the problem with Cincinnati, and I think you saw some of the issues with the Bengals with what happened at the beginning of that game. And I think if you want to anecdotally look at maybe Zach Taylor losing grasp of this team, and I think for the most part, until the last couple weeks, people hadn't really discussed Zach Taylor because people were giving him the benefit of the doubt with the Burrow injury and stuff like that. But then you look at what happens. Gio Bernard fumbles for his first time in like 800 touches, and he sits on the bench the remainder of the first half. Meanwhile, his backup, Travion Williams, comes into the game, immediately fumbles, and that's returned for a touchdown. So you're telling me Gio Bernard, a veteran, is supposed to learn a lesson from getting benched for fumbling, and then his backup comes in, and that backup fumbles? It just doesn't compute to me. Like, it just doesn't register. And look, the only guy on this team who put up 10 fantasy points in a PPR outside of the quarterback Brandon Allen, who was actually all right against Dallas last week, was A.J. Green. A.J. Green, who had been catchless in three of his previous four games. There is not a soul on this team I want in my fantasy lineup in week 15. Not a soul. Pittsburgh, I understand the defense is banged up. We'll see if Joe Hayden comes back from concussion protocol. But this is a game where I expect the Steelers to take out the frustration of the last 2 weeks and put an utter whooping on the Cincinnati Bengals. I think this is going to be nasty. And I don't want anybody from Cincinnati in my fantasy lineup.
I think it's nasty that there are some people in the galaxy that haven't signed up yet for fantasypoints.com using the code FEAST. Do you think I would steer you wrong on a website like this? Check out everybody. Do your research. There are several other websites. See what they give you and then see how much you pay. And then check out, look at every other fantasy website, what they give you, how much you pay. Then go to fantasypoints.com and you'll say, oh my gosh, they give you more here. And oh my gosh, they do it for less money. Huh? Yeah. Yeah. That's exactly how it works. It's pretty cool, isn't it? Fantasypoints.com, code FEAST, Joe and his cast of millions at FG_Dolan. I'm at Ross Tucker NFL. Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, at Ross Tucker Pod. We appreciate the engagement. Check out myfrontpagestory.com for the greatest holiday gift of all time. I am stuffed. We are done.
Thanks for listening to the Fantasy Feast Podcast. Make sure to also subscribe to the Ross Tucker Football Podcast, Even Money, Business of Sports, and the College Draft. All available at Apple Podcasts, RossTucker.com, or wherever podcasts can be found.